Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
All right, let's get to it. Now joining us is NBC Sports play-by-play voice Noah Eagle, who will be on the Oregon-Penn State alongside Todd Blackledge on Big Ten Saturday night, this Saturday at 4:30 p.m. Pacific on NBC and Peacock. And Noah, thank you so much for joining us. We are lucky to have you.
No, not a problem, guys. Happy to be here.
I want to kind of just get into it, kind of a little bit of life into your world. How are you able to kind of look? It's Oregon coming into Penn State. It's the big game on NBC. It's a whiteout, the spectacle. Are you able to ever kind of sit there and take it all in a little bit?
To a certain degree, maybe yes. I think I do a lot more of it reflection well after the fact, but you try to take a moment, at least before the game starts, to take a look around and just appreciate the environment you're in. You know, last week, we had what we thought was going to be this awesome game. And so beforehand with Indiana and Illinois, it was an amazing scene in Bloomington between these two top 20 teams and a fan base that hadn't been galvanized in maybe ever, if we're just being realistic. And the Indiana fans came out. It was loud. It was impressive. And Todd Blackledge looked at me before the game and he was like, man, how lucky are we, dude, that we get to do this every week? And I'm like, yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself. So I think it's a lot of that, appreciation more than anything. And then, well, after the fact, depending on how games go, you really reflect.
Well, no, I mean, you mentioned that game, Indiana, Illinois, where this season is so wide open. You know, you look at where things are right now. There hasn't been a single team that we've seen that has stood out above the rest. And this, for the Big Ten at least, feels like the first real marquee matchup of an opportunity for teams to separate themselves. When you've watched or taken a look in your prep for ahead for these two teams, when you look at these at this matchup and these teams and what can kind of come out of this, what is your just like top level takeaway of like what this game could be for either side?
Yeah, I mean, look, it obviously means a lot because these are the two teams along with Ohio State and then potentially that fourth being Indiana based on what we saw last week. But these are two of the top teams in the conference that believe they can win the national championship this year and are, according to many people, shoe-ins basically to make the college football playoff. Now, there's a lot of football that has to be played, a lot of season left, but this is your first measuring stick against a fellow heavyweight. And you want to come out on top. You don't want to be knocked out. You want to make sure you make it through and you're crowned the victor by the end of it. So I think it's first steps, let's call it, on a path to an eventual championship, whether that's a Big Ten championship, trip back to the Big Ten title game like these two teams played in last year, or eventually a national championship. This feels like the first way of positive momentum. And that's what happened to Oregon last year. We were there when they played Ohio State. They've come away with a one-point victory against the team that eventually won the national championship, but it set them on the path to win the first Big Ten regular season championship that they were a part of, to win the Big Ten conference game championship, and obviously get the number one seed in the college football playoff, which things will change a little bit, and their path would have been mightily different had they been the number one seed this year, but that's why they get to play it all over again this year. So It's the first step, and I think it actually means a little more for Penn State because it would be the first time that James Franklin and his quarterback, Drew Aller, had performed at a high level in a big game against a fellow title contender. And that's really, I think, the monkey they're trying to get off their back is they can beat the big boys. They can go out there and perform when the pressure's on them. So two different vibes to those two different teams, but certainly a lot riding on it.
Yeah, he's Noah Eagle, the play-by-play voice on NBC Sports. He'll be on the Oregon-Penn State call along with Todd Blackledge. And that's where I was going to go next. It feels like all the pressure is kind of on Franklin and Aller in this game. But from a national perspective, and help us out here with our Oregon fan base out here, this game feels really like playing with house money almost. Like if Oregon loses, it's like, well, you're young. We don't expect you to take that jump. But if they win, things could change really drastically for them.
Yeah, to a certain degree, I'd say that's fair. I do think that Dante Moore has turned some heads in this first month of the season. And obviously, he's always been immensely talented. That was never a question, but it was, can he take that talent and deliver it in the right manner, week in and week out, be consistent, make the right reads, do all the things that a starting quarterback of a potential national championship team would do? And I think he's proven that. Now, the competition, you can make the argument, hasn't been super high, but Oklahoma State is a Power Four team, and they just blitz them off the field. Obviously, Northwestern is a Big Ten opponent, and they take care of business at a 9 a.m. Pacific time kick. And Oregon State is a rivalry game. I don't care who you are. Rivalry games are difficult, and they dominate in that game. And so I just look at how he's played, and he's second right now in the Heisman odds behind only Fernando Mendoza of Indiana, who's been ridiculous in terms of numbers. There's a reason for that. And I think if he can perform, that's because Oregon overall, to your point, sure, there's youth, and obviously we've got a couple true freshmen that are making some really big contributions so far through four games. But I do think that this roster is good enough to compete with anybody in the country, and it's going to come down to the play of their star quarterback. And so to me, this is his first opportunity to showcase that to the rest of the nation, showcase that he's not just one of the best quarterbacks in the country, but arguably the best quarterback in the country. You do it at the Penn State whiteout against this defense with first-round level picks on the other side, you're going to get crowned pretty quick.
No, I want to take a step back from this game and just kind of go into like general prep. When you're doing your coaches' meetings ahead of the broadcast, in your time for a big matchup, have you gotten a feeling from the coaches' meetings and an understanding of game plan, like what they're trying to do, and you're like, okay, I kind of get it, and it just completely goes the other way, where you're like, did not see that coming, and especially in like a big-time matchup?
Yeah, I think, look, game planning and things like that, we're only getting the surface-level mm-hmm. stuff for the most part. Most of the time, not all the time, but a lot of the times, our crew does it where our entire crew will talk to the head coach and we'll talk to players. And then Todd Blackledge, our analyst, will talk to the offensive and defensive coordinators. And the reason that I feel like this is actually better is because Todd has a much greater understanding for the minor intricacies and the minute details of what offenses and defense are trying to do to attack one another. So the coordinators can get a little bit more particular and specific. But that's not my job anyway, to go and break down film. My job is to try to set him up so he can easily break down the film. And so it works out that way. So to answer your question, I don't think I'm ever taking a step back and saying, wow, I didn't expect them to run this or run that or play this way. I think last week's a great example. We just didn't expect, you know, Indiana to rout Illinois the level they did. I think that's where I sometimes go, man, I did not see this coming with a number 9 team in the country going down by 53 points. You know, you just, those are the ones that are head scratchers more than anything. But in terms of what teams run and how they run it, I just call the play. I want to make sure I'm on top of it. I get the players' names right. I shout out their high schools and do whatever else I need to do to make sure the viewers' experience is at the highest level.
I'm going to shift gears here for a second. We grew up in a time where NBA on NBC was the coolest thing in the world. Is there a young Noah Eagle that is just stoked to be calling NBA games on NBC again?
Absolutely. Well, I'm just stoked to hear Round Ball Rock. I think everybody feels that way right now. It's going to be difficult for me when it does come on to not ask just scream out in the beginning of the broadcast, blah, 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 basketball, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to show restraint.
Yes!
It's going to happen. It's going to be okay. No, I mean, the NBA has been a passion of mine. Oh, there we go. Come on. Come on, Pesh.
Let's go.
Fire me up, Pesh. Oh, Tim Robinson just dominates, man. Yeah, 100%. Like the NBA on NBC was definitely kind of on the tail end as I was really growing into my basketball fandom, but I caught it, and I caught it at a big moment as a Nets fan when they were making it to the finals and doing all the things with Jason Kidd and Kenyon Martin and the young Richard Jefferson. So for me, a lot of my seminal memories as a sports fan occurred with Round Ball Rock, occurred with the NBA on NBC and Marv and Bob Costas and all the way down the list. So for me, yeah, it's a huge deal. And to be a part of it is, I mean, as special as it comes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
No, I want to ask you kind of another question, not necessarily related to prep, but just kind of what your view is of college football right now, whether it's talking with Todd in prep for a game or talking to coaches or talking to other players. Is the same feeling that we're all kind of getting watching college football, whether it be the Heisman or whether it be who a national title contender is, that it genuinely is, even on the ground level with the players and the coaches, more wide open than maybe we've ever seen it?
Yeah, it's ironic because I think you look at college basketball and the tournament, and the biggest complaint from people with the NCAA tournament last year was, man, it was the small school upsets aren't happening anymore because of the transfer portal, and you get all the one seeds are making the Final Four. Who's that fun for? And there's some truth to that. But I actually think that has been the best thing for college football, because now I use Indiana again as an example. The turnaround at Arizona State last year, the turnaround for those teams was immediate. You can completely flip a program by just walking in there, and within a year or two, you can be in the college football playoff. And that just didn't exist years ago, because you weren't going and plucking guys who had played a lot of football and having them play immediately for you, and you weren't going to be on the same level recruiting-wise as some of the other schools because you just didn't have the cachet that they did or the head coaches that they did. And so you brought up the parity and the wide open nature of the sport right now. I think that's where it comes from, is all these teams can either get very good or very bad quickly. And sometimes it's hit or miss, you know, and it's also different based on the program. Because you look at Florida State 2 years ago, they go undefeated, win the ACC, and then last year they can barely win a game because their transfers didn't hit. And then sure enough, this year, here they are, and they're back in the top 10. And so I just think that's why you're going to see it's year to year, as much as it is for most of these programs. Then you've got the Oregons, you've got the Penn States, the Ohio States, to a certain degree, Michigan, where they're going to keep their guys. They have the ability to retain a lot more than maybe some of the other spots. But the good news is, if you were a powerful school, and I'll just use my alma mater in Syracuse, they get a first-time head coach last year, and they get a former five-star quarterback, Kyle McCord, from Ohio State to transfer. Dude leads the country in passing yardage. Fran Brown, in his first year as a head coach, wins 10 games. that can happen now. And so I think if you're a fan of a program, you always have hope going into a season. That just didn't always used to be the case.
I would say excellent job sneaking in Syracuse after a nice win this past weekend against Clemson. Look, hey, you got to do it. You got to do it, man.
Yeah, and listen, it's actually when you get your degree there, it's actually a requirement that you have to force feed it down people's throats. So it's how it goes. Like when you go and shake the chancellor's hand, it goes, "You understand the responsibility in front of you." I go, "Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Go orange."
He's Noah Eagle. Look, across the country, you never always get your favorite ones calling games, but this week we are so happy to have you on the call. Enjoy the game. Take a moment to catch the whiteout and have a good call, my friend.
No, I appreciate it, guys. Looking forward to it, and we'll see how this one plays out. And Oregon should be having a lot of fun regardless. I know that's what Dante Moore's been talking about, and you can see it on the field, so hopefully they do it again.
All right. Thanks, well, thank you.
Have a great call.
You got it.
All right, that is Noah Eagle, the NBC Sports play-by-play voice. He'll be calling the Oregon-Penn State game alongside Todd Blackledge on Big Ten Saturday night. This Saturday, 4:30 on NBC and Peacock.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.